Around 20 years ago, the small village of Bure in the northeast of France, population around 90, was selected as the site for an industrial geological storage centre, or CGO. The plan is to progressively bury some 85,000 cubic metres of highly radioactive waste in a bed of clay, half a kilometre underground. So, out of harm's way, protected from natural disasters and possible terrorist attacks. It will become the world's first permanent nuclear waste storage site. France is the world's second biggest producer of nuclear power after the US, and more than three quarters of its electricity comes from nuclear. The problem is the waste will remain dangerous for hundreds of thousands of years. In the year 2000, ANDRA, the French Nuclear Waste Agency, opened a lab in Bure to test the safety of the future site by testing the stability of the clay. That's Pauline Fournier from ANDRA. She hands out special masks to help you breathe in the event of a smoky incident. Then it's through the turnstile into the lift.
Voilà, c'est parti pour 7 minutes de descente.
And then the 500-meter trip là. Down to the chamber, which takes 7 minutes.
Là, on est en train de traverser différentes couches de roche.
So we're going through different layers of rock, limestone, until we reach the clay. It was formed 160 million years ago and has been stable ever since. The layer here is 130 meters thick.
La couche ici, en fait, elle fait 130 mètres d'épaisseur.
The highly radioactive waste will be put into glass cases, then enclosed in 2-metre-long stainless steel canisters, which are then placed inside 100-metre-long casks built into the concrete chamber walls. But Fournier says what matters is not so much the materials as the rock itself.
La barrière ultime, c'est la roche ici.
The final barrier is this rock here, which should confine the radioactive elements for as long as it takes for radioactivity levels to wane. So safety, long term, is not dependent on the containers and lining, but on the rock itself.
Mais bien sur la roche.
The Bure site is designed so that nuclear waste could be retrieved for the first 100 years in case of an accident, but also to allow for scientists finding a better solution rather than burying it.
The law fixing the concept of retrievability obliges ANDRA to work on making the stored waste retrievable for at least 100 years. The details will be worked out as the project advances, and it will then be up to future generations to decide exactly when CGO site is closed.
That sounds like a heavy decision to have to make. And what about the fact that in several thousand years' time, people might have forgotten that there are 85,000 tons of waste half a kilometre underground in Bure and start digging?
We can imagine that future generations might completely forget about this project. In that case, society will continue to evolve and develop its knowledge. And if there's digging, then there'll also be the same investigative techniques as we have here at ANDRA, and people will realise quite quickly that there's an abnormal level of radioactivity higher than what you'd expect in this kind of environment.
ANDRA is now preparing a formal request for next year to build the €25 billion facility, with the aim of starting work on the site in 2022 and completing it by 2030. But despite ANDRA's reassurances that CGO meets all the safety criteria, the closer the project comes to the completion phase, the stronger the opposition. Local farmer Jean-Pierre Simon has been opposed to the project from the start and says that even though the two municipalities near the Bure lab receive €30 million each per year in state financial aid because of the nuclear project, people are waking up now to the dangers.
In the beginning, everyone's in their own little world thinking of themselves. So long as there's investment and they feel the benefits, well, in the short term, people aren't that bothered about the project. A cereal farmer can easily be relocated because they're less attached to the land. But it's different for livestock farmers. Take that dairy farm over there. They were under pressure to move. They held out, but now they almost regret it, because producing milk near an installation like that is unbelievable. In the long term, their farm is doomed.
A number of local officials voted for the CGO project back in the early 90s, including the local mayor. He's now told French media he regrets that decision and would say no if he were asked today. Jean-Marc Fleury, president of EODRA, a group of elected officials who are opposed to the CGO project, said that in the early days, three options were meant to be tried out: burial in deep geological depositories, storage above ground, or transmutation, where one chemical element is changed into another. They were each supposed to receive equal consideration, but they didn't.
Dès le début, on a privilégié les pouvoirs publics, on privilégiait l'enfouissement.
From the outset, it was clear the authorities preferred burial, so now there's no alternative. It's bure or bure, because burial can't be done elsewhere in France. No other region would accept it. We've inherited this situation. We have to deal with it. We're fighting to make sure this waste isn't buried and then to find a reasonable interim solution.
It's often said that Bure was chosen because of its natural clay subsoil, which has very low permeability. But Fleury says that wasn't the main consideration.
The main reason was the population. The authorities were looking for people who would accept this kind of project, that's all. They're conducting an experiment on us to see if we accept. Well, we're saying, no, we won't. And that's why we've been fighting it for 20 years now.
Fleury believes that if the Bure project can be stopped, and with no other place in France that would welcome such a site, it will spell the gradual death of the nuclear power industry in France. In the meantime, he and an increasing number of young activists are keeping up the pressure. Hundreds of demonstrators have built a camp near the Lejuc woods, where Andra intends to host exhaust pipes for the underground repository. In February, police were sent to clear them out, but they're regrouping and say they won't give up. 69-year-old Michel Labat is a member of the Vigilant Inhabitants group, and he deplores what he sees as the heavy-handed police presence since 2015.
We've had to put curtains up on the veranda because we were harassed by the police driving slowly in front of the house and looking in. It was a nightmare, a total invasion of privacy. Their methods are unbelievable, worse than thugs.
The demonstrators have been encouraged by the protest movement against the new airport near Nantes in western France. Opposition to that forced the Prime Minister to intervene and the project was dropped. Michel says the youngsters have put Bure in the spotlight in a way his 20 years of campaigning somehow didn't manage to do.
It was a turning point. Quite a few young people stayed on and a new generation came and joined. It's given us, the older ones, a new sense of hope. We're on the point of giving up. Despite all the demos, the protests, no one was listening. So I raise my hat to these youngsters.
Sylvain is one of the several dozen activists who've moved to the area. He's been occupying the Lejuc woods, but says they're not just against nuclear power per se, but the system it's part of.
Le nucléaire, c'est pas simplement une, je veux dire, une réaction physico-chimique, quoi.
Nuclear power isn't just about physics and chemistry, it's not just energy, it's about social order, the way of governing. You can feel it here with this big police presence, this contempt for the local population. They try and buy your conscience. We criticize nuclear because of the concrete and direct way it affects the local population. We see how it destroys lives, communities and landscapes. And it's very visible with the Lejuc woods. The protest movement's grown since they cleared the wood. We saw how something that contributed to the common good was just being destroyed.
The issue of nuclear waste is set to become ever more pressing. 9 reactors are due to be commissioned here in France, and the Energy Transition Law, which will reduce the share of nuclear power in the country's energy mix from 75 to 50% by 2025, means there'll be even more waste to be got rid of soon. My thanks to RFI's Agnès Rougier for reporting. From me, Alison Hurd, bye for now.